Scott Academy Basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5. Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Googe Performing Arts Center, Mountain High Outfitters, and Russell Building Supply. Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Gutter Pro, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Lee Scott Academy Basketball, Christian Griffin.
The Lee Scott Varsity Girls pick up a gritty, ugly win on the road. And now it's time for the Varsity Boys to do the same thing and complete the four-game regular season sweep over the Valley Rams. And this time, to do it on the road at the Rams. We welcome you back into the Lee Scott Sports Network. I'm Christian Griffin, bringing you all of tonight's action on the Lee Scott Sports Network, whether it's Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, or that Radio Alabama app. My goodness, did you miss a rock fight in the first 3.5 quarters of that varsity girls contest? But all things considered, a sigh of relief from everybody here to my left and all of the girls here in front of me as well. I got to play in that contest. A 51-37 win for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. It was Clark Ivitz that led the way. She had 29 points and 25 of those in the first three quarters. Haynes Kesey added 5. Rayleigh Langford knocked down 6 free throws, 6 of 6 from the line, and 4 of those coming in the fourth quarter, where the Warriors were really having a tough time finding the bottom of the net. Sydney Dunlap knocked down a triple in the first, the second, and the fourth quarter. She had 9 points, continuing her lights out shooting from behind the arc. And Sutton Lewis added 2 points in there as well. But again, Clark Ivitz, the star for the Lee Scott Warriors, the sophomore guard, added another 29-point outing. Not sure the exact number, the exact total of 20-point performances this season or just in general, but my goodness, a walking 25 points a night for this Lee Scott Academy squad. And now we flip over to the varsity boys, and my goodness, what a contest do we have here tonight. As Lee Scott Academy looks to get their 22nd win here of the 2025-2026 season. They finish 6-0 in area play, and they now welcome in, or they go to, rather. They are welcomed by the 5A Valley Rams, who are 11-10 on the season. But a team, as we know, and as a lot of people would say the same thing about their own squad, feel much more comfortable, play a little bit better inside their home gymnasium. So Coach William Johnson and company have their sets and their marks matched up for them here tonight. Let's take a look at tonight's keys to the game. They're presented by Jeff Croat Tramp Funeral Home and Crematory, serving Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County since 1988. Biggest things, you feel like it's a lot of the similar ones from last night, but even more so tonight, being on the road, taking care of the little things, the 50-50 balls, your free throws, your extra passes to allow you to set up some better shots. This Lee Scott Warrior team did not shoot it well from three last night. In fact, they only knocked down 4, and they shot 30 of them, 4 for 30 from behind the arc last night against Los Opoca. Some of those lazy possessions, some of those ones where if you make that one more pass, man, you set your teammates up for that much of a better shot, or just a little pump fake and get downhill, because that's where this Lee Scott team thrives, shooting almost 55% from two, but only a 30% three-point shooting team as a whole. Rebounds and go. This team wants to get out in transition, and when you go back to the game that these teams played back on December 2nd, which was a 73-53 win on the campus of Lee Scott Academy inside Sanford Gymnasium, Lee Scott dominating the rebounding numbers. They beat them 39-22 in that category. Now you have to, again, find a way to do it away from your home building. And third, stay healthy. Take care of business. Although this is a game that you desperately want to win, again, a 20-point win. Do what you need to do. If you can get out of here and get out rather early, allow some guys to get some minutes, allow guys to stay healthy as you work your way towards that area tournament, that is your main priority, your main focus. And for the starting five, that's your duty, that's your job here tonight for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. One more time, want to shout out the Lee Scott competition squad as they took on Orlando this weekend, and I believe were set to perform either at 3:30 or 4:30. My apologies, I don't remember the exact time, but wanted to continue to give them a shout-out all weekend long, and as many times as we can, show them as much love as we possibly can here on the Lee Scott Sports Network as we continue to count you down to opening tip between the Valley Rams and your Lee Scott Academy Warriors. Again, tonight's keys to the game presented by Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. You can call on them in your time of need. When we come back, we'll talk you around the starting lineups and get you opening tip here between the Valley Rams and your Lee Scott Academy Warriors. All of that coming up here on Tiger Country 104.5.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, online at auburnbank.com.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Lee Scott Academy Basketball on Tiger Country 104.5 is presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
They added another minute or two to the clock, so we'll continue our pregame here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. We appreciate everybody for tuning in, whether it's Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, or that Radio Alabama app. Just about a minute and a half before we get underway with the lineups and the opening tip between the Valley Rams and your Lee Scott Academy Warriors. And a reminder again, the Lee Scott Varsity Girls winning their 16th contest here in the 17th contest. And the 2025-2026 season behind Clark Ivett's 29 points. Sophomore guard lit it up again in the first three quarters. And now it's time for the Lee Scott varsity boys to do the same thing. Coming off a 67-55 win over Lochapoka last night. Hopefully have fresh legs here tonight. So we'll take a little break as we have a little recognition at halftime, or at the half court rather. And when we come back, we'll get you starting lineups and opening tip between the Valley Rams and your Lee Scott Academy Warriors. All of that coming up when we come back. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on Tiger Country 104.5.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's googecenter.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Winter is in full swing at Mountain High Outfitters. Come see all the great gear to keep you warm and dry in style. From the North Face, Patagonia, Free People Movement, Vuori, or Local Boy, we have you set for every day or your ski or snowboarding trip this season. Come see Mountain High Outfitters on South College next to Tzatziki's in the heart of Auburn. Experience the difference at Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Our members, love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Now the starting lineups, presented by Auburn Bank on your LSA sports station, Tiger Country 104.5.
To the campus of the Valley Rams here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Appreciate everybody for holding on during a little break. You had a couple recognitions at half court, and all three officials got plaques and flowers and banners, and hopefully not necessarily a sight for the future of tonight and how this game goes. But tonight's starting lineups are presented by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Lee Scott Warrior Basketball. It's that usual five that we're used to seeing on the floor to start here for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. Number one, Gray Haley. Number two, Hayden Harper. Number 10, William Lyles. Number 11, Parks Myers. And Cord Zellner, wearing number 20, rounds out the starting five for the Lee Scott Warriors. Lee Scott tonight's in their road navy on Navy's red warrior script. The white outline, the red power stripes on either side, and the red numbers with the white trim on the front and back. The Valley Rams here at home in their home whites, Valley written in navy across the chest with the orange accents. William Lyles and number 13, Braden Bunn, set to tip it off here tonight. And the Rams win the opening tip, so we're off and going here tonight. Valley and Lee Scott Academy doing battle here tonight. Ball sits on the left wing, now into the far corner. Skip pass to the right wing, guarded by William Lyles. Works down low, does number one, Azarion Jennings. Layup, no, ball knocked out of bounds. It will be Rams basketball. It was Parks Myers who tried running the floor after gathering the rebounds. But it's the Rams and Jennings who will maintain possession of the basketball. 30 seconds gone by here in the first. They're trying to find Bunn in the short corner. Gray Haley does a nice job fronting the post. Ball swinging around the perimeter for the Rams. Back to Jennings right in front of us here on the right side. Gets to the short corner. Gets cut off. Nice defense, William Lyles. The short corner touch shot, no good. Lyles will sky for the rebound and a hand check foul on Azarion Jennings. A little frustration right there after trying to work through the contact. But again, he initiated it on the offensive end, and it was Lyles that almost backed it up. It didn't allow him to create anything offensively. At least got their first possession of the night. Cord Zellner at the top of the key. Now Parks Myers back to Hayden Harper. He gets to the right elbow, works his way downhill. Gray Haley, jab step, running right-handed. Layup is good through contact, but Gray Haley continues his nice scoring. Hayden Harper steals the inbounds pass and is met at the rim, but is hacked. He'll head to the line to shoot a couple. Lee Scott after made baskets, something they do better than just about everybody, being able to set up that full court trap, being able to steal possessions. And Hayden Harper stands at the free throw line, looking for his first points here tonight. And he confidently knocks down the front end, 3-0 here early. A couple of dribbles for Hayden. And the second free throw, despite being on the road, gets the friendly shooter's roll. 4-0 Warriors as they set up the full court pressure. Again, almost kind of what you've seen if you're an Auburn University fan, or what you see a lot of in college basketball, where you force the team to inbound the basketball and then there's a little bit less pressure as the layup is no good from Bunn. He's able to get the offensive rebounds, and he shows the size, the tallest man on the floor by far for either team here tonight. They're going to try and feed him throughout the evening. Gray Haley has it at the top of the key. Now works his way right, spins back towards the middle of the floor. Through contact, no whistle. Bunn the rebound. A 3-on-4 break. But the Rams take it in anyways. Floater from the middle of the floor is no good. Haley skies for the rebound. Hayden Harper running the left side of the floor. Gets picked up right at the volleyball line. Works his way downhill. Gets cut off in the short corner. Out to Mr. Orange Shoes and William Lyles, who, for the keynote, does start with both orange shoes. Catch and shoot, Hayden Harper, triple. Hayden Harper's first field goal comes from behind the three-point line, and nice start for the Warriors, who shot 4 of 30 from three last night. A nice start here on the road. 7-2, Lee Scott Academy. Almost a backcourt violation. Jennings has the basketball, guarded by William Lyles at the top of the key. 5.5 to play in the first quarter. The Warrior lead is 5. Right wing now into the short corner, guarded by Cord Zellner. Lowers a shoulder. Could be an offensive foul. No whistle. Layup, no good. Gray Haley the rebound. Gets it out to Parks Myers. He works his way with a strong left hand. Gets it down low. William Lyles layup is beautiful. Nice ball movement for the Lee Scott Warriors. Their lead is a touchdown. 3 minutes into the contest here tonight on the campus of the Valley Rams. 9-2. The ball is walked across half court with 5 minutes to play in this first quarter. The Lee Scott man-to-man defense extended all the way out to the volleyball line. Jennings works his way downhill. Fade away. Elbow jumper is good. Harper between the legs dribble. Kick to the far corner, William Lyles. Now Gray Haley, he gets cut off. Back to Lyles, his catch and shoot three is too strong. Zarion with the weak side rebound. Tries to outlet it to a teammate, gets knocked out of bounds, or gets knocked up in the air rather. Almost goes off the rafters here. Catch and shoot three in response by number 20, Kellyon Dent. And the lead is trimmed back down to 2. Hayden Harper between the legs dribble, works his way through contact and lays it up and in. Hayden Harper now with 7 here tonight. He has as many as the Rams do as a team halfway through this first period. 11-7, is the Warrior lead. Ball outside the right wing, now at the top of the key. Gets the on-ball screen, does Dents. He just knocked down a three, thought about another. 15-foot short corner jumper is no good. Five for the rebound goes to Parks Myers. Now to Hayden Harper across half court. Gray Haley thought about the three. William Lyles in the corner running baseline. Down low to Cord Zellner. Lowers his shoulder, gets the layup blocked. And a couple of Rams fight for it. They both walk it out of bounds. It's Warrior basketball. Baseline underneath. And there's that substitution that you see halfway through just about every single quarter. Hayden Harper remains on the floor. The four others sub out. And it's Chapman Harris, Barrett Cook, Brooke Zachary, as Harris has his three-pointer blocked. And Hollywood Watley, the five on the floor for Lee Scott Academy. 11-7, approaching the three-minute mark here in this first quarter. Jennings sets the offense, standing in the circle at half court. Now in the far corner, Dent towards the middle of the floor. Number five, Kaysen Varner, lowers his shoulder, runs into Harris. They tried to draw the charge, no whistle, layup was no good. Now in transition, Hayden Harper leaves the layup short. Ball tapped around into the hands of Varner. Now Dent between the legs dribble, gets the ball across half court. He has it at the free throw line. He'll pull it. His jumper no good. Chapman Harris, a strong rebound. He gets it to Brooke Zachary. Right-handed layup goes up strong. Can't get the whistle. And now Jennings, three on two, loses it momentarily, goes up strong. Hayden Harper, good contest. Nobody there for the offensive rebounds. Second chance, no. Brooke Zachary now skies for the rebound. Two on one. Hayden Harper, Barrett Cook, he lays it up. Did they call a travel? They called a travel on Barrett Cook, who had it stripped, put the ball on the floor, and laid it up with the left hand. Apologies, I had it blocked. Couldn't quite see the angle, so instead of a fast break, layup for Cookie. He gets called for... I'm not really sure, to be honest. 11-7, 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Fade away from the left elbow is the tough jumper from C.J. Johnson, but he gets it to go. 11-9. Is the Warrior lead. 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Harper, left-handed dribbling, kicks it to the far corner, and Wyatt Watley bounce pass to Brooke Zachary. Goes off of his knee, but he's able to save it. Catch and shoot, Harper can't rattle it home. Ball knocked out of bounds. Should stay on this side. It does. With the Warriors. Harper with seven. Haley and Lyles both with two. Barrett Cook will inbound for Lee Scott Academy. Gets it to Hayden Harper on the right wing. He squares his body up with a minute and a half to play. Harper towards the middle of the floor. Left-handed layup is blocked. And the Rams get it to Jennings, and he'll walk the ball up the floor. Here on the campus of the Valley Rams, a hostile environment. One of those little smaller, compressed, compact, high school-feeling gyms, and a travel now on the other end. And to be completely honest and keep it unbiased, I don't know that I agree with that call. Any jab step or anything leads to a turnover for either team. You saw it in the varsity girls contest as well. Chapman Harris with the left hand dribbling the ball up the floor. Comes to a jump stop, step through, lays it in with the left hand. Nice move from Chapman Harris. And again, with the step through, to be completely honest, not sure how that one, it was not a travel, but surprised that it was not called one. They're going to get Wyatt Watley on the foul, trying to steal the inbounds pass. That's the first on the Warriors. It comes with a minute to play. Watley guarding Jennings, 94 feet. Just trying to be that little pest. Watley giving up about 8 inches, but willing to just make Jennings work a little bit harder. Far corner three is no good. Nice box out, Chapman Harris. And it's Warrior basketball. 47 seconds to play in the first quarter. Barrett Cook tries to go behind the back and loses it. And Hayden Harper will get called for the reach-in foul. It should be on the floor. As William Lyles will check in for Barrett Cook with 42.8. Inbound pass goes to J.R. McCray. And he uses his height advantage to work his way inside and lay it up with the right hand. 13 to 11. And they got Azarion Jennings with a reach-in foul. And I believe the PA announcer said that's his third. If that's the case, then the Rams are going to have to go with their second or third point guard here for a majority of this first half, unless they decide to put him back in the game. 25 seconds to play here in the first quarter. The Warrior lead is two. And they're going to get Brooke Zachary now with a travel. There's no pivot foot tonight. If you're the Lee Scott Warriors, again, you saw it in the varsity girls contest as well of anytime the ball is picked up off the floor, you do not take a step. Elbow jumper is too strong over the backboard. And Brooke Zachary lifts up Chapman Harris to get it off the wedgie off the backboard. 10.3 to play here in the first quarter. Harris gets the inbound now to Harper. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Harper goes up strong with the left hand and lays it in. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Do the Rams see it? They do not. And that is how the first quarter will come to a close. 15 to 11. Hayden Harper's 9 carries the way for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. We're back with the start of the second quarter right after this. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on Tiger Country 104.5. And this is the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local, commercial, and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
Second quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. It's Warrior basketball. It's still going right to left on your radio dial. Hayden Harper works his way inside. Can't get the layup to go. And the Rams now look to push in transition. A nice job by Lee Scott getting back in the half court, forcing the Rams to set up their offense. Just underway here in this second quarter. They try to dribble handoff here at the top of the key. Ball floating around, knocked around into the hands of the Rams. Now down low with Bunn. His turnaround 4-foot jumper is no good. Gray Haley was there for the rebound, but it goes off the padding underneath the basket. Hayden Harper now gets it running out of bounds, spikes it off the leg of a Ram. It's Warrior basketball. Nice move from the senior guard. Harper will bring the ball up the floor. 1 minute into this second quarter. Gray Haley, now Cord Zellner. Back to Harper on the left wing. He's guarded closely. Harper had 9 first quarter points. William Lyles works his way downhill. Pocket pass, Cord Zellner. He has it blocked out of bounds. Warriors will set up with the baseline left. .649 to play here in this second quarter. Haley inbounds it to Parks. Now down low to Hayden Harper. Power dribble. Goes up strong. Leaves it short. Jennings back into the contest for the Valley Rams. Unless I heard incorrectly, unofficially, three personal fouls and now a travel for the Rams at the right wing. That one I do agree with. A jab step and then a secondary step trying to regain your balance without putting the ball on the floor. Haley will inbound. Harper guarded by Keylon Dent. Minute and a half gone by in the first quarter. Dribble handoff to Parks Myers. He runs the right side of the floor with the strong left hand. Falling away from the basket, Parks Myers gets the scoring started for the Lee Scott Warriors here in this second quarter. 17-11. 2 minutes gone by here in the second on the home of the Lee Scott Warriors, but at the home of the Valley Rams. 17-11. Catch and shoot three is off the front side of the rim. Gray Haley corrals the rebound. Harper behind the back dribble. Now to Haley. Sets the on-ball screen. And Haley hit hard. He falls to the deck as he draws the reach-in foul with 5:50 here in the first. For the second, apologies. A reminder that the first half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Russell DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. 5:50 to play here in this second quarter. The Warrior lead is 6. Harper, the trigger man, gets it to William Lyles, and he dribbles it off of one of those orange shoes, kicks it off the padding. It's Rams basketball, and that brings Coach William Johnson to put his hands on his knees. Rams setting up in the half court. Ball at the top of the key. Now Dent in the left wing. Apologies. That is C.J. Johnson. Pass down low. Right-handed layup. Parks Myers had ball initially, but I think got a little bit of the lower body as well on number 5, Kaysen Varner. And he will toe the free throw line, trying to trim into this 6-point Lee Scott lead. First free throw. He gets it to go. Second free throw, a similar result as the first. The lead is trimmed to 4, 17-13. Haley and Harper, a two-man game, bringing the ball up the floor. Now Parks Myers, kick out. William Lyles thought about the three. Jab step works his way into the middle of the key. Kick out Hayden Harper. His triple off the front of the rim. And a foul on the floor as Parks Myers skied for the rebound and got his legs taken out from under him. That foul is going to be on C.J. Johnson. That's his second here tonight. 17-13. 5 minutes to play in the second quarter. A low-scoring affair between the Valley Rams and the Lee Scott Warriors. William Lyles works his way downhill. He gets it stripped. Coach William Johnson points to his bench in response. The elbow jumper from Varner is good. The lead back to 2, 17-15. Varner now guarding Hayden Harper all 94 feet. Parks Myers crossover dribble. Gets it to Gray Haley on the dribble handoff. Tries to get it to Cord Zellner, but it goes wide of his hands. Another turnover for the Warriors. And despite having the lead for the entirety of the contest, with 4:38, the Rams take over the possession of the basketball, looking to tie or take the lead with a three. Jennings walks the ball up the floor. Now Varner, now to Bunn at the top. Right back to Varner on the right wing, guarded by Hayden Harper. 17-15, halfway through this second quarter. Jennings has it guarded by Watley. Apologies, fighting a sneeze here as we're talking about it too. Bunn has it. Now back to Jennings at the top. Running left, now spins his way back through the middle of the floor. Layup is blocked by Chapman Harris. He'll bring the ball up the floor with the right hand. Now back towards the middle. Watley looks to get downhill. Has it poked away from behind by Jennings. A 4-on-3 break by the Rams. Pull-up jumper at the elbow was good. C.J. Johnson now has a bucket in each quarter. Hayden Harper now in transition. Protects the basketball again like a running back till he gets to the left block. And falling away from the basket. Throws it up with the right hand off the glass. Gets it to go. A tie game for about 3 seconds before Hayden Harper goes coast to coast. 19-17. 3.5 to play here in the second quarter. C.J. Johnson blows by Chapman Harris but can't get the layup to go. Harris with the rebound. 3 minutes here in the second. Hayden Harper with the basketball will set up the offense. Hand off to Chapman Harris. Thought about the three from NBA range. Tries to get it to Wyatt Watley, but it's knocked out of bounds right around the scorer's table. Warriors get away with one there. Otherwise, that is transition showtime for one of three, if not four, Valley Rams who are looking to push in transition. Harris gets the screen from Harper. Now Watley right back to Hayden. Hayden, kick out. Barrett Cook, triple. Warriors need it, and they got it. Bank is still open at 6:50 tonight for Mr. Barrett Cook, but you'll take it however you can get it. Rams almost turn it over, able to get it across half court, throw it to Bunn in the far corner. Right back to Kaysen Varner. Layup no good. Was altered by Hayden Harper, who was trying to draw the charge. Harper now gets it. Full head of steam, working his way downhill. Kisses it off the rim and gets it to go. Hayden Harper now with 13 in the contest. He has 13 of the 24, and the Warrior lead just like that is back to a touchdown. 2 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the second quarter. Timeout on the floor, a 30-second timeout from Coach William Johnson. We'll keep it right here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Lee Scott has had the lead for 12 of the 14 minutes so far here tonight. It was tied at 17 for all of 5 seconds before Hayden Harper went coast to coast to regain the lead 19-17, and a 7-0 run from that layup as the Warrior lead now is 7, looking to end these last 2 minutes strong. So many coaches talk about win the last four and win the first four, whether that's football or basketball. In high school basketball, only playing 8 minutes, you feel like it's win the last two and the first two even more so than anything else. Warriors get a steal. Hollywood Watley outlets it to William Lyles. And Lyles lays it in. The lead back to 9. And the Warrior pressure causing havoc. But this time the Valley Rams able to break it. Inside out. Scoop layup is blocked by Chapman Harris. And they're going to get him for a foul. Would have been an impressive layup nonetheless, as it was Antavius Thomas running full speed and rather than jumping, went for a scoop layup from right around his knees. He now stands at the free throw line and can't rattle home the first. Here with 1:50 to play before halftime. Second free throw is too strong. Barrett Cook with a really tough rebound. Gets it to Brooke Zachary with 1:45. He'll walk his way up the floor. Gets it to Watley, now to Chapman Harris. Bounce pass right back to Hollywood. 90 seconds to play here in this second quarter. And a timeout on the floor. You can hear Coach William Johnson having to scream it out there, not liking the set that he's seeing from his offense. 30-second timeout. Once again, we'll keep it right here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. But as we near the 7 o'clock hour, let's pause for station identification here on Tiger Country 104.5.
Tiger Country 104.5 is a Radio Alabama station, part of the Auburn Networks family. WAUEHD2, Waverly, Auburn, Opelika.
Auburn, Opelika.
1:27 before we get you underway in the Orthopedic Clinic halftime reports. And what was 17 all is now 26-17 Lee Scott Academy. They have the lead and the basketball, looking to continue to add to it here with two or three possessions before the halftime break. Motion offense gets Barrett Cook downhill. Right-handed layup is swatted out of bounds. Cook was falling to his left. Otherwise, you would have thought he would have had that pump fake there to allow the blow by. Would have been an easy left-handed layup. Harris now lowers the shoulder, gets downhill, kicks it to William Lyles, now to Parks Myers. Chapman Harris from well beyond the three-point line is no good. Fight for the rebounds goes into the hands of the Valley Rams. And Antavius Thomas, who picked it up on the right wing, took three, if not four, steps to get to the bucket. He'll get called for steps with exactly a minute to play here in the first quarter. Wyatt Watley and William Lyles running downhill. And William Lyles lays it up and in. He's tripped. Or they didn't call it on the floor, did they? Okay, no, it was an and one for Mr. William Lyles. Got nervous there. 28-17, 50.7. And Lyles knocks down the one free throw. He now has five here in this second quarter. Give him seven for the contest. And the lead is a dozen for the Road Warriors. 40 seconds to play before halftime. Watley gambles, couldn't get the steal on Jennings. Elbow jumper off the back iron. Down low, rebound with McCray. The ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Rams, 30.8 before halftime. Right-handed layup is no good from J.R. McCray, who was above the rim but couldn't lay it in. Hollywood Watley now in transition, has it blocked off the backboard. He's asking for a goaltend. And McCray turns it over on the other end and gets called for a reach-in foul. Rams have had multiple chances in this first half, and especially in the second quarter, of laying it in at the rim to try and trim into the lead, but haven't been able to do so. 29-17, 15 seconds to play. Watley brings the ball up the floor. Hand off with Lyles with 10. Now with 8, with 7. Down low, Brooke Zachary. Euro step, right-handed reverse layup is no good. McCray, the defensive rebound. 1 second, half-court jumper is no good. They say it doesn't count regardless. And the Lee Scott Warriors will take a 12-point lead into the halftime break. Not necessarily a pretty first half. Kind of been the theme, the overall story of the night as a whole. But again, the other theme, all things considered, a 12-point lead for the Lee Scott Warriors. They lead at 29-17. When we come back, we'll dive into some of the first half stats, talk about that first half and what the Warriors need to do in the second half to come away with a big-time win and a two-game regular season sweep over the 5A Valley Rams. We welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic on the other side of this two-minute break here on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work.
Society's Glue Guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Winter is in full swing at Mountain High Outfitters. Come see all the great gear to keep you warm and dry in style. From the North Face, Patagonia, Free People Movement, Vuori, or Local Boy, we have you set for every day or your ski or snowboarding trip this season. Come see Mountain High Outfitters on South College next to Tzatziki's in the heart of Auburn. Experience the difference at Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
Minutes down here on the Lee Scott Sports Network of the Varsity Boys Contest. It's the Valley Rams and the Lee Scott Academy Warriors, and through those first 16 minutes, it's the Lee Scott Warriors with a 29-17 advantage at the halftime break. And we welcome you in to the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. The theme of the night as we went to break, and I told you, was not necessarily pretty, but effective. And you get the job done. Kind of perfectly explains the first 32 minutes that we saw tonight for the Lee Scott Varsity Girls. Also explains the first 16 minutes that you saw for the Lee Scott Varsity Boys. But the secondary theme was all things considered. And all things considered, on the road, any sort of advantage, any sort of lead, and any sort of win looks like a beautiful win for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. It was the Varsity Girls that picked up a 51-37 win behind Clark Ivett's 29 points in the contest. The Varsity Girls complete the two-game regular season sweep, and now the Lee Scott Varsity Boys looking to do the exact same thing. They lead at 29-17 at the halftime break. Halftime stats tonight are brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. Going down the score sheet, Gray Haley, he has two. Hayden Harper leads all scorers tonight. He has 13. Chapman Harris with two. William Lyles with seven. Parks Myers with two. And Barrett Cook with three. Not necessarily the same type of offensive efficiency that you've seen in the past, but here at home, or here on the road rather, you have to value the possessions, value the basketball just a little bit more. And Valley's played a little bit slower, and it's forced you to take a couple wild shots. You're not necessarily getting the friendliest whistle here on the road either, but all things considered, well, again, 29-17, the Lee Scott Warriors here on the campus of the Valley Rams, enjoying the dozen lead here at halftime. Here in this second half, would love to see this Lee Scott team continue to work its way downhill. You see, like, when the Lee Scott Warriors, when the basketball works its way into the paint, the entire Valley Rams defense, all 10 eyes, look at the ball carrier and the ball handler. As I feel, I guess it is the ball carrier, but ball handler as you work your way into the middle of the floor. But all 10 eyes look at the basketball when it's in the paint. That gives you wide open kickouts, and then they over pursue on all of those kickouts. So you either get the open three, or if you see a defender closing in really strong, pump fake, the ability to get downhill should leave you the opportunity to get a couple open shots here in this second half. 29-17 is your score. The Lee Scott Warriors out in front of the Valley Rams. And so much credit goes to both of these teams as well. They played 32-minute games last night against the Lotopoca Indians. Both of these teams got wins, and they were not pretty wins by any means, but the ability to learn from it, to bounce back from it, I guess bounce back from the things that didn't necessarily go well. Again, this Lee Scott team, the varsity boys shot 4 of 30 from behind the three-point line. That number well more accurate, more a little bit more of a representation of this Lee Scott team in the first half. Hoping that number can continue here in the second. So when we come back, we'll have the opening tip of the second half between the Valley Rams and the Lee Scott Warriors. It's the Warriors with a 12-point lead here at half, and looking to see if they can increase it when we come back here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local, commercial, and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local, commercial, and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
When bones get out of joint, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
The third quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Appreciate everybody for being here with us on Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, and that Radio Alabama app. The second half action of tonight's game is presented by the Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. You can see their upcoming events at goosecenter.auburn.edu. The Rams come up empty on their first possession. Rebound with Gray Haley, and he now runs the floor for the Lee Scott Warriors, who lead by a dozen, 29-17, here on the campus of the Valley Rams. Harper works his way downhill, right-handed layup through contact, gets it to go off the rim, the backboard, and the bottom of the net. And now an inbound violation by the Valley Rams gives it right back to Lee Scott, looking to add to that 14-point advantage. Hayden Harper had 13 in that first half, now 15 for the contest. Three Willie has it on the right wing. Dribble handoff with Hayden Harper. Gets the second screen from Cord Zellner. Comes to a jump stop. Back out. Parks Myers. Left-handed layup is no good off the right side of the rim. Thought there was a lot of contact. No whistle. And Jennings now runs the rough side of the floor. Dent has it standing in the circle right around the Valley V at half court. 1 minute gone by in this third quarter. The Warrior lead is 14. Nice defense by Harper as Varner's turnaround jumper from the free throw line is no good. Hayden now works in transition. Right-handed layup. Couldn't get it to go off the front side of the rim. Thought about going down, but rolled off the left side. However, there's contact, and Harper will toe the line for a couple. Let's go, 31-17 as Hayden knocks down the front end. This Lee Scott team coming into play tonight, 21-3. Looking for their 22nd win of the season. Second free throw, no good. Parks Myers able to fight for the offensive rebound, and he gets it. Gets it back to Harper. Coach William Johnson directs the offense. Again, the Lee Scott Warriors now going left to right in this second half. So both teams scoring towards their bench, which makes communication a little bit easier. Myers has it on the left wing. Harper, the cut through now to Haley. Kick out. Three Willie thought about the three-pointer. Now down low, Cord Zellner. He has it blocked off the rim. And did somebody get teed up? They did. Number 21 for Valley, J.R. McCray. It wasn't anything physical. If anything, it was something verbal. Let me ask our guys that don't have the headset on. Did we hear anything? I don't believe they did either. But Harper goes 1-for-2 from the free throw line, and the Warriors get the ball right back. Again, I'm parked up here, basically the 13th man on the bench, as the Warrior lead is 17. Parks Myers works his way through the middle of the floor, right-handed layup, no good. Ball tapped around and into the hands of C.J. Johnson. Bounce pass to Braden Bunn on the left wing. Back to Johnson, and he'll run the offense with 6 minutes to play in this third quarter. Guarded by Gray Haley is Braden Bunn. And now Dent wants to set things up. Pass to the far corner. Now back to J.R. McCray at the top of the key. Tries to get it down low. Right back to number 20, Jarian Dent, but it's knocked away by Cord Zellner. Parks Myers recovers before it's knocked out of bounds. It'll be Warrior basketball inbounding right around half court. Cord Zellner gets the inbounds and tries the baseball pass to Parks Myers, but throws it away. Right to Coach Corey Harrison, who's sitting on the bench in between the, or sitting on the first row of the bleachers, rather, in between the Warrior bench and the scorer's table. Makes a nice little grab. 5.5 to play here in the third quarter. Inbounds goes to C.J. Johnson. Right-handed layup in transition. A nice move. And he adds to his total. Now a bucket in each quarter. Parks Myers works his way through transition. The far referee said the bucket was good. The one closest to us did not. Oh, no, she was saying an offensive foul. Holy cow. On Parks Myers. For bracing himself for the blow-by contact. So an offensive foul brings the lead, or rather keeps the lead, at 14. In transition, pull-up jumper, not a good shot. And it's too strong. Hayden Harper gathers the weak side rebound. He now brings the ball up the floor between the legs, dribble. Now to three Willie on the right wing. He'll back it out and get it to Parks. He gets the dribble handoff with Harper. He goes against the grain. Right-handed layup is good, plus the foul. Hayden Harper now with 6 in the third quarter. He's up to 19 in the contest. And to be honest, happily taken. Not sure there was much contact other than maybe a makeup foul or makeup call from the other official. You'll happily take it nonetheless. If you're a Lee Scott fan and you wear number 2 in Navy. Harper had 9 in the first, 4 in the second. We'll make it 7 here in the third. The Warriors lead is 17. Denton Johnson bring the ball up the floor. Thought about the 3 to CJ Johnson at the top of the key. Bunn has it. Dumps it down low. Almost knocked out of bounds. Saved by Brooke Zachary as he works his way into the game. Harper. Now Wyatt Watley. Kick out Chapman Harris. Pump fake blow by. Step up 3 is off the back iron. Barrett Cook skies for the rebound. His layup won't go. Brooke Zachary's layup won't go. Wyatt Watley skies for the rebound. And he's slapped across the face. Warriors right there winning those 50-50 balls. Doing the little things that we have. And our Jeff Coat Trent keys to the game. Watley inbound to Chapman Harris. We will get it to Hayden Harper to set up in the half court. Right here in front of us on the home of the Rams. 36-19. Harper down low to Zachary. Kick out Wyatt Watley. His three-pointer can't go down. Chapman Harris, offensive rebounds. Warriors, 4 offensive rebounds on that possession alone. Leads to an easy bucket. And the Warriors now have doubled up the Rams. It's 38-19. And the Warriors couldn't get the trap on the other end. And Darrell Shaver gets his first points of the evening on a wide-open layup. 38-21, halfway through this third quarter. Hayden Harper, kick to Barrett Cook. Cook now running the middle of the floor. And he gets called for the travel. Again, there is no jab step here tonight. As Barrett Cook able to steal the inbounds pass. Layup no good. Gets it right back. Pump fake. Goes up strong again. Can't buy it. It's another offensive rebound. And he's fouled on the way down. A spike of the basketball. He's frustrated. He hasn't been able to finish at the rim. However, that being the 15th foul on the Rams here in this third quarter will lead to bonus free throws the remainder of the way. And Barrett Cook leaves the first one short. Barrett Cook a little frustrated right now and has been over the past couple of games. He's done a nice job turning some of the frustrations into jokes, into laughter. But, man, a bucket or a 3 for Barrett Cook would continue to build the confidence for number 23 in Navy. He does connect on the second free throw. And there he is right on cue. Gets a steal. Gets it to Chapman Harris. And he will walk up the floor with 3:15 to play. Dribble handoff to Hayden Harper. Working the other way. Gets to the short corner. Goes to a jump stop. Right-handed layup from the left side of the rim. No good. But he goes up strong once again after getting the offensive rebounds. And will head right back to the line. Warriors dominating the offensive glass here in this second half. Harper. Couple of dribbles and knocks down the front end. 40-21 is your score. The Rams have 21. Hayden Harper has 21 here tonight. He can't knock down the second free throw, but Brooks, or Barrett Cook, rather, there for the offensive rebounds. Harper kick out to Watley. Back out Barrett Cook. His catch and shoot. Triple is good. There we go. Barrett Cook needed it, and he got it. And then a foul on Hayden Harper. He'll sub out. William Lyles will sub in. 43-21. 2:50 to play in the third quarter. Man, seeing the relief from Barrett Cook as he knocked down the triple. Makes you feel good. Selfishly, because we needed it and we called it, but man, happy that it went down as well. 43-21, 2.5 to play. Harris picks up the dribble on the left side of the floor. Brooke Zachary has it on the left block, loses it back to William Lyles, and he is hacked on the way up. Referee calling contact around the head area. And three Willie, who had 7 points in the first half, looking for his first here in the second half. And he confidently knocks it down. Second free throw, too strong off the back iron, and they're going to get Chapman Harris. Oh, they're going to get Barrett Cook, actually. I thought it was Chapman Harris who got the push in the back. Warriors continuing the pressure. Rams get away with a travel. And C.J. Johnson, he now trips. And Wyatt Watley on the floor, trying to get it to a couple of teammates. Is able to get it to Barrett Cook. Two on none if he's able to gather it. Gets it to Watley. Three on one. Behind the back dribble. Almost taken away. Chapman Harris goes up strong. Gets it blocked with the left hand. And now in transition, go the Valley Rams. Left-handed layup. It is good. Neil Reams checks into the scorer's table. And unfortunately, I would tend to believe I know who Reams is going to get. Free throw from Varner is good. And that will be the case. Can't help but smile for Wyatt Watley. Reams into the far corner, now back out to Chapman Harris with 1:50 to play here in the third. The Warrior lead is 20. Reams has it here right in front of us. Back to William Lyles. Jab step running right, goes up through contact. Fight for the offensive rebound. Lyles able to get it right back underneath the basket. Kick out Chapman Harris, driving left with the left hand. Chapman Harris lays it in, his third and fourth points of the third quarter. He has 6 now in the contest. The lead out to 22 for the Road Warriors. And a turnover on the inbounds, knocked out of bounds by the Valley Rams. It'll be Warrior basketball, 124 here in the third. Still having a conversation. William Lyles, nice move down low. Gets it to go off the glass. Warriors have doubled up the Rams here once again. 48-24. 1 minute to play here in the third. Almost a turnover from Jennings. Instead gets it down low to J.R. McCray. He keeps it. Goes up strong with the right hand. Layup no good. And they're going to say McCray knocks it out of bounds. And Mayor Whittington to the scorer's table, set to check in. Chapman Harris behind the back will set up the offense. William Lyles, Barrett Cook, catch and shoot, three is off the back iron. Lyles able to gather the offensive rebound at the top of the floor. Nobody picks him up. And parted like the Red Sea, he decides to take it right through the teeth of the defense. He now has 5 in this third quarter. Foul on the floor, the fifth team foul. That'll send the Valley Rams to the free throw line for the final 32.5 of this third period. 50-24, the Warriors comfortably out in front. And the first free throw from Antavius Thomas is no good. Brooke Zachary and Barrett Cook will head to the bench. Second free throw, no good. Offensive rebound, yes, and the foul from J.R. McCray. Gray Haley will sub in for Harris with 30.6. Free throw from McCray is no good. Gray Haley again, who just checked into the contest. He'll chase down the rebound. 20 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 50-26. Wyatt Watley wide open down low. Right-handed layup gets it to go. And the foul. A little flex from Hollywood as he heads to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Nice job playing off of 2 feet for Mr. Watley, who was on the right corner right here in front of us. Realized he was wide open. A nice job for the Warriors to find him. And calmly landed on 2 feet. Pump fake. Allowed the defender to blow by him. The secondary defender came in, but it was too late. Watley can't spin in the free throw. 13 seconds. Warriors lead is 26. William Lyles gets a steal right at half court. 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Watley has it in the low block. He goes up strong. Can't get it. Mayor Whittington fight for it. Out of bounds. Should be Warrior ball. It is with 1.5. Warriors going to need a catch and shoot here. Watley, the inbounder. Bounce pass down low. Gray Haley, left-handed layup at the buzzer is good. A beautiful out-of-bounds play. Gets the off-ball screen. Does Gray Haley. Gets downhill with the left hand and lays it in right before the end of the third quarter buzzer. Through three here on the campus of the Valley Rams and the Lee Scott Warriors on the road, but turning it into their home gym. They're loving where they're at after three. 54-26, and we're back in 60 seconds with the start of the fourth quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. A dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
A very quick end of the third quarter timeouts. We're quickly underway with the start of the fourth quarter. Warriors get the ball to start the fourth quarter, and Hayden Harper running on the left side of the floor was fouled. He'll inbound it now. Catch and shoot, William Lyles. His three-pointer is short. J.R. McCray, not sure he got the rebound or if the rebound caught him. But regardless, Rams work their way up the floor, trailing 54-26, 8 minutes to play. Tough jumper. Nice defense by Parks. Myers in the short corner. Weak side rebound with Hayden Harper. Myers now Euro steps his way through contact. Couldn't get it to go. Cord Zellner there for the second chance opportunity. He couldn't get that get to go. Tip out for William Lyles. And McCray gets it. Now outlet in transition. Right-handed layup is good for Kaysen Varner. Rams fall asleep, and William Lyles goes up strong. Right-handed layup through contact. Can't get the whistle. There were two, if not three, Rams that were all right there going for the basketball. Not sure how there wasn't any contact called. Three-pointer in transition by the Rams, no good. Right-handed layup, which is wide open. That one won't go down, knocked out of bounds. It's Warrior basketball with 6.5 to play here in this fourth quarter. It's Haley, Harris, Harper, Myers, and Zellner. At least got Warriors on the road with a comfortable lead. Hayden Harper, catch and shoot three, and he is fouled as he was not able to land right in front of the student section here at Valley. Harper will head to the line, I believe, to shoot three, and he will. First free throw for Harper is good. Couple of dribbles. The second free throw for Harper. Calmly knocks it down. And the third of three for Hayden Harper. He gets all three of them from the free throw line. 57-28. McCray now works in transition, lowers his shoulder, and gets the bucket to go. Outlet to Parks Myers underneath the basket. Didn't like where he was at. Kicks it back to Gray Haley at the top of the key. He works his way downhill through contact. Left-handed layup, no. And, and catches the basketball out of bounds following the tip. And tried to save it to a all smiles here. I thought it was a clean save. Should have been a play on, in my opinion. Three-pointer from Johnson is off the front of the rim. Haley, yet another rebound. Chapman Harris using the speed on the ball. Works his way down the middle of the floor. Comes to a jump step. Left-handed layup is no good, and a swipe down foul. .515 to play here in the contest. Basketball in the far corner for the Rams. Turnaround jumper from Braden Bunn is good. His first points since early in that first quarter. 4.5 to play. Harris thought about the three. Jab step. Works his way downhill. Kick back out to Harper. He now works it downhill. Parks Myers. Bounce pass to Haley. His catch and shoot three. Nice ball movements. Warriors can't get the buckets. Haley, or rather Chapman Harris, the offensive rebound. Kick back out to Harper. And he knocks down another. Aiden Harper, his third triple here tonight. 60-32 is the Warrior lead. 4.5 to play. A 30-second timeout on the floor by Coach William Johnson. We'll keep it right here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Aiden Harper had 21 after 3. And unless he subs back into the game, you would imagine his night will come to a close with 27. Couple subs for Lee Scott Academy. It's Wyatt Watley, Chapman Harris, Jack Fouquet, Brooke Zachary, and Barrett Cook. The five in Navy for Lee Scott Academy. Walk in three from Jennings is too strong. But J.R. McCray right there for the offensive rebound and the second chance bucket. 60-34 is the Warrior lead. Watley behind the back dribble, flirting with a 10-second violation, able to get it across. Gets to the free throw line. Short jumper with one hand, little floater. Is good with 3:45 here in the contest. Bunn now reverse layup is good. Plus, I guess a lot of contact from Brooke Zachary, which I was unable to see. Free throw from Bunn is good. 3.5 to play. Reams works the left side of the floor, has it stripped by Zarion Jennings. Left-handed pass down low, and the floater for Kaysen Varner is good. Coach William Johnson standing there with his hands up saying, please take care of the basketball. Almost a turnover. But Zachary able to get it now to Reams. And it's thrown out of bounds. .306 remaining in the fourth quarter. The Warrior lead is 23. The Free throw line jumper is no good. Bun saves it before it goes out of bounds. Fight for it. It's a jump ball, which will keep it on the far side of the floor with the Valley Rams. The Lee Scott Warriors well on their way to moving to 22-3. And now a foul on Wyatt Watley with 2:40. Inbound pass goes to Kaysen Varner. His layup won't go, but he is fouled and will head right back to the line to shoot a couple. The first free throw is good. Varner now has 12 in the contest. As usually, there's only a hot clock in a 30-point game this time. And right now, you're seeing it at 22 as the second free throw was no good. Hollywood Watley will walk the ball up the floor. He gets blitzed, kicked to Jack Fouque. Back to Watley, and you're happy if you're Lee Scott, running a little bit of clock. Hand off to Fouque, and it gets stolen. Kaysen Varner jumps off of 1 foot and throws it down. Baseball pass to Wyatt Watley. Pump fake, jump stop, and his right-handed layup is good. 64-42, Watley gets the rebound after the long three, and then he is tripped with 60 seconds to play. A lazy pass on the inbounds leads to a wide open layup, but he loses it on the way down. They're actually going to say it was knocked out of bounds by a Warrior. So 30 seconds to play. Ball on the left wing and stripped away by Wyatt Watley. And a timeout for Wyatt Watley with 14 seconds. He was getting little jabs from a couple of Valley players, just calling a 30-second timeout to allow himself to get the ball in bounds, or to get it rather a breath before the 10-second violation. 64-42, the Warriors out in front, 14.2 remaining here on the clock. It shouldn't be much more than just an inbounds and a couple of dribbles to call this one a night. Zachary gets the inbound to Wyatt Watley. Now to Brooke Zachary, and he holds it on his right hip. 7 seconds. 6 seconds. And Wyatt Watley will dribble this one out. 64-42, the Lee Scott Warriors. The varsity boys complete the two-game regular season sweep, as do the varsity girls, the four-game regular season sweep over the Valley Rams.